Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Hello, hello, good morning everybody. And you're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. And this morning I am talking to Anthea Carr. Welcome back, Anthea. So good to you to come back and have a chat with us.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I love being in your energy and I'm excited to see what unfolds.
And the energy is completely returned. Thank you so much. The last conversation we had, oh my God, we could have talked for days.
Absolutely. Pretty good at that.
So what's been happening in your world lately?
Well, a lot.
I've seen you being a busy bee.
Yeah, I'm flowing with where I'm meant to be.
Yes.
This year has been full of that.
Yeah.
Lots of journeys, lots of traveling over New Zealand, which has been incredible. And I found, well, fallen deeply in love with our country that is New Zealand.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
I hope to be able to do a bit more traveling one day, hence the little bus getting prepared for overnight visits.
Yes, a
little camping setup. You don't have to cost a lot of money. You just jump in the car and go traveling, eh?
Oh, not at all. And yeah, my journey by myself. I think the most I spent on accommodation was $70 for the 2 weeks trip that I did. So
that's pretty good.
Just fuel, otherwise.
Because you've got a little camper too, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
You sold it.
Yes. I'm welcoming a house truck into my life at the end of the month.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, very, very exciting. Got a nice professionally fitted kitchen and it's going to be my home as well as
It's going to be a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Yeah. So does that mean you're going to be completely mobile?
With the truck, I'll be completely mobile. I still have my responsibilities, aka my little children in school. But when I can flow, I will flow. But the truck is the intention is for it to be my space where I can offer connection and wellness in the truck, where it would be from nourishing Kai through to energy work and massage.
I love that. And there's a lot of us spiritual beings who want that now. It's being stuck into it's not quite a cardboard box, but you know what I mean? It's packing all your belongings into a box and having to stay here. That's quite frustrating for a lot of spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
And needing to be out and about and meeting other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel it's just, really a pull. Like you say, we're all kind of like struggling with the everyday things in that box.
Yeah.
For me personally, like I thought that I'd have that. But really where I've been led is to flow, is to be on the road enough, like very much like I use the metaphor that I am the water and, very much like powerful waterfalls and then come through to the river and it can slow down. But any time it comes to like that stagnant water, that stagnant pond, I get uneasy.
Yes.
I get uncomfortable. And in doing that, I'm less help to others and myself. And so, when I'm flowing, I tend to make a bigger impact.
That's what it's all about, though, in this stage in our life. I was joking, but I wasn't joking. This stage in my life, it's all about me now.
Yeah.
I've been everybody for everybody else. Mm-hmm. But now I need to sit and take back that energy and pour some love into myself for a change.
Yeah, that is massively important. And I've found in doing so, you're actually helping more people than you realise.
Exactly.
More than you were.
Exactly. The therapist, you're always your first client, aren't you? I just wish I could get myself on my own bed sometimes and give my body a good massage, but you never know.
Yeah, there's lots of ways around that, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And so Anthea's got a Facebook page that I follow specifically since we did the last recording.
Mm.
How long ago was that? Was that about October?
It seems like lifetimes ago.
Yeah, and this lifetime, we've been quantum jumping,
that's
man.
It's
this quantum shift is constantly evolving, aye?
Yeah.
And so I've been following your journey a little bit and watching all these amazing things that Kai, oh, and the energy that you release when you prepare and share and, oh, yeah, tell me more about that.
It evolves, you know, as like when we spoke last time, like it was, from then to now is completely different. And I feel it's like the recognition, you know, we remember more
and we connect
deeper and we realize more. And the more that I've been working with food in these spaces,
yeah.
I've realized the huge importance of energy that's going in, but also the energy that's come before within that food.
Yeah.
And just having gratitude and appreciation and recognition for that.
Yes.
And then being able to, when you work alongside others, you recognize their energy. And it's like this beautiful weave of just magic that goes into a dish.
Absolutely.
And then the elementals that come along with it. You know, you're working with the water.
Yeah.
You're working with the earth of where the foods come from.
Yeah.
And then the fire you use to cook that food. And then the element of breath and energy that we're putting into it. It's just it's beautiful. Yeah. And it's also lovely to receive that, and you can feel it more when you know what you're doing with the kai, when you feel it from other people.
Yeah.
It's just, it's nourishing on so many different levels. I had a friend say to me the other day, like, you don't just feed people, you feed people as in, like, all of who they are. And that is it. Like, I don't just want to fill someone's belly.
Yeah.
I want them to reconnect with memories of the past. I want them to reconnect with parts of themselves, to pause and be present and you know, nourish the mind, body, soul, and all the things in between, because that's what food can do for us.
Absolutely. It's amazing how, you know, you take a bite of something and you transport it to a time and a place when this happened, or that person gave me that love, and that you'd always associate that flavor with that person, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And then the smells that come along with it, and the textures. And I did a workshop at one of the Wellfest down in Queenstown, and I worked with chocolate. I made like this beautiful chocolate bark, and I used different elements, and in doing so, I can activate all five tastes.
Nice.
And I can activate all the five or six senses that we have, amalgamate them all together, and it just creates this automatic satisfaction within our bodies, because when you activate all five tastes, your body is automatically satisfied, because it thinks it's had all and everything that it needs.
Yeah.
And that's in a bite of chocolate, you know?
I need some of your chocolate.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. Mm. Let us know if you plan on doing something like that around here, because I would love to come and attend.
Yes, absolutely. No, I do intend to have chocolate workshops, especially with Easter coming up.
Yes.
But I'm not sure when this is on air. But, work in some workshops around chocolate for like work events, or team bonding types of things.
Oh, how fabulous something would fun that to do. Be?
Yeah, and you can create your own chocolate bark using lots of different elements, and nuts and seeds, and also use rongoa, so kawakawa and horopito, and then flowers that have grown in my garden. And we make a pretty little bark, and then you break it up, and then you can do the sensory experience with as well. Yeah, so be guided through that to activate all those senses and the tastes.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Yay. So how's about we pop a song on now and we'll have a little listen. Have you got one in mind?
Yes, I have. We'll do Joy.
What does that song, how does that song mean to you?
So this one has the element of sort of where I'm at in my journey, also just touches a little bit on the food.
Okay.
And the nourishment in there.
I will have a listen, man. I will have a listen. Thank you.
My flow is elite. Dope enough to make sure my family eats. High vibrational foods elevate my mental, affects my mood. I stopped feeding my body soul food and started eating food that was good for my soul. My spirit is old, of the ancient ancestry from which the bread of life flows. They see me and say, she knows. My third eye sees through all the bullshit. Sometimes it feels like it's too much to deal with, but I know I gotta get right or get left. So I check it, changing the inner dialogue with myself, giving myself space to grow. I receive help, the kind that comes from divine connections, strategically placed on my path to usher me to my next dimension. I jump portals in the astral the way some people send shade, intentionally. Yet I stay grounded, connected to my bloodline, while I cleanse the toxicity from generational trauma, living my life and loving without the drama. Kisses on my forehead in my sleep from my mama, RIP. And while this may sound like elitism, or that I think I'm better than you, I can't worry about the opinions of others. I'm just flowing in my truth.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. And where are we going to flow from that one?
Who knows where it's going to take us?
Absolutely. And yeah, that brought back quite, you know, this conversation in general, how food and energy and love all combined. But you've got the flip switch of that as well. You know, if somebody is preparing a meal and they don't have the best of intentions, that meal, even though they got the freshest of ingredients and the purest of sources and the organics and everything, if they don't have the best of intention when preparing that meal, really doesn't taste good, eh?
And I feel that. And even talking about the organics, you know, try to work with food that comes from the land as much as possible. But there's times when you don't, right? There's times where it comes from the supermarket and you don't know exactly its life beforehand.
Yeah, because whoever picked that apple might have been in a really bad day.
That's
that day.
It. Yeah, but what I find is that we can still work with that food. We can then put our energy into that food to, you know, to heal it and
create
and shift the energy and intention within that food.
Yeah.
So when you don't have the ability to access these organic foods, that's what I like to do. But as you were talking and sharing that story, it also reminded me of times when I've prepared a meal when I haven't been in the right energy, when I haven't brought myself back into my own.
Yeah.
And my kids are the biggest telltale signs when, you know, at the end of the day and you're like just trying to get some food on the plate to feed them, but really you'd much rather be in the bath relaxing.
Yes.
And they'll be like, ugh, what is this? You're like, Mum, this is my littlest. He's like, that looks yuck. It's just like, they're the worst. They're the best, but also the worst. They just like tell you straight.
Absolutely.
And like,
they've got no walls up, have they?
No. But the best part is that you know you're like, yes, thank you for calling me on my I should have come back into my own energy and still produce them.
Yeah.
You know, the love and everything that I would if it was for somebody else.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it brings you back and go, intention is everything.
Yes. I'll have to remember that. Next time I'm putting chicken nuggets and chips on for my boy.
Yeah,
because that's pretty much the height of his appetite at the moment. He likes short, sharp, steady, ready.
Yeah.
And Anthea brought me around a bag of fruit today, and it's funny that I was literally putting the last apple in his lunchbox today, and thinking I need to get some fruit.
Yeah.
And boom, all this arrived. And do you know what's special about that? It's not just apples. You brought pears, you've brought nectarines, and he won't eat that from anybody else, but he might because you brought it.
Be interesting.
He will, he will. Come on, boy, I'm just going to cut you up a little snack box now and test them out.
Oh,
try
I'd love
them.
To, yeah.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Oh, very, very exciting.
Yes.
So, what's going on? What's happening now then? What are we going to talk about now? That's kind of blown me away about that song and the nutrients, because how many memories have that brought back, and my brain is swimming through the tide of, oh, I remember this one, I remember that one, and I remember this person.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, it's amazing, especially what music brings up, right? Music, and then those intentional words, and they just penetrate exactly where they need to hit. They
absolutely do.
Activate so much within you.
Yes.
Music and food, powerful.
Because you do a lot of festivals as well, don't you?
Yeah, I flow in and out of the festival scene. The biggest thing I love about that is the people.
Yeah.
And the land and the water. So I find myself at festivals. I'm not one that would sort of go to too many workshops.
Yeah.
I just tend to be where I need to be, and the people that are meant to flow through and connect with me do. And that's what I love,
because
I'm there with pure intention. I only allow, you know, pure intentional people to gravitate towards me.
Yes.
And it's magic. It's magic because you just meet the most amazing people, because everyone is actually there with the same intention, the ones that I allow around me.
Yeah.
And they've got their guards down.
Yeah.
You know, that they're in their peaceful nervous system, and that allows for true deep connection. It allows for lifetime friendships that have been born from that, and it's just, I find it so amazing, because in such a short period of time, you know, you have such a deep bond with somebody that you may not have created with someone that you've been in some sort of relationship with for years.
And how do you cope with the kids then? Do the kids come with you to the...
Yeah, most of the time. Like, if my children are at their father's, they definitely come along.
Yeah.
And it's great for them, because they can be in their complete flow as well, because it's a safe space. They meet other kids. They always know where a safe landing space is. Yes, it's generally wherever a setup is.
Yeah.
And because they tend to be quite small and intimate, someone always knows, someone, then you always flow back towards each other.
I'm getting very excited about talking about this, because this is something else I've been hoping, praying, planning on doing. Because when we were back in Wales, we were homeschooling.
Yes.
And that was our environment.
Yes.
Yeah. We'd get together for a weekend or a couple of days, and we'd all pack our tents in the car, and let's set them all up in this field.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy, he just thrived in that environment. Yeah. No constraints. We've got this field. He knew where the boundaries was. He knew where the safe place to play, safe place to fall, who to look for. If mum was busy doing a massage, for example, I'd always take my massage chair. And if mum was busy doing the massage for the other homeschooling parents, he always knew the safe people that he could go to.
Yeah.
And I haven't got back into it yet. I've been so busy, you know, finding the... growing these roots again.
Yes.
I've been so busy doing that, and that's the whole reason why I wanted my van to do it. So you're giving me a little bit of enthusiasm here. I'll tell you what, let me know when the next one is, and I'll see if I can make my way to it, because that would really be up my street.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been recently connecting with a few people that haven't been in the festival scene. And same with them, they're like, you have stories of doing it overseas, and then they've just not had that here. And it is amazing when you can connect them in.
Yeah, absolutely. Because,
yeah, there's something that just gets activated, really, I find, in being in these spaces.
Because there's, you know, it takes a certain, well, not everybody has the same mindset as us. You know, there's a lot of people out there, what do you do? Really?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I like to float about pretending to be a butterfly all day. Really? Yeah.
That's it.
You know?
You don't? What?
Something wrong with you.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you? It was like a meme I shared the other day, and it was like someone had said to not kill the cringe within you.
Yeah.
You know, kill the thing that makes you cringe.
Yeah, absolutely. I have spent the majority of my life putting myself, making myself smaller, mm-hmm. so other people would accept who I am.
Absolutely, yeah.
And these days, I'm like, do you know what I am? Be yourself. The world will adjust.
100%.
Because, like I say, that vibe attracts your tribe.
That's it. Yeah, I totally hear you. I was the same. And even probably last year,
yeah,
still making myself small,
yeah,
out of the fear of being too much,
yeah,
right? And as soon as I completely let that go, and as soon as I actually was okay with being seen,
yeah,
the opportunities that have come, the people that I've met, and yeah, just the actual amount of smiles, yes, I've put on complete strangers' faces.
Yeah.
And how many people, you know, you'd walk past so many people in the street and they'll just have their head down. But I will have at least a handful of people each day look up and say something to me,
yeah,
because I now dress to express how, yes, I am in that day. And in doing so, it just makes people's lives better.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just by you being you.
You have to be happy being you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the greatest. I mean, I've just noticed we've got similar hair colours at the moment.
There you go.
We have. The sunshine. We're vibing.
We are. Absolutely.
And so I've always been known for my crazy hair, my, mm-hmm, bright hair colours. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't do that for anybody else but me.
That's it.
But to walk down the street and so many people just look up and give you a big smile.
Yeah.
Because you're daring to be different.
That's it. Yeah, and because there's a part of them inside that knows that they're suppressing,
yeah,
parts of themselves that they would love to express.
I wish I had the guts to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, yeah, I did this. Yeah,
Why don't you?
Exactly. I attended a concert the other day, very last minute. I literally looked at my phone and I was like, if I leave now and get to Awakuni, I'll be there in time for a set, which is actually one of the songs that I'll play.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, and I did it, and I had this amazing experience on the way. I might as well just drop it in here. I was traveling, cruisy trip,
yeah,
and probably about 15 minutes out, I hit a hawk with my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, you know. So I pulled over, went back to help this hawk, and it was looking at me. It's just like staring at me. So I placed my hands around its wings, and then I was like, no idea what I was going to do with it. I was like, I'm going to help you. And it flew off.
Wow.
And it just flew like smoothly, and I turned around and there was this massive rainbow behind me, and I just bawled my eyes out. It's, yeah, just like, oh. But and then I my breath and carried on with the journey. And as I arrived into this concert, it was Nico's casual healing concert.
Yeah.
He was just playing his puro before his set in this beautiful chapel in Awakuni. And yeah, I was just like, more tears, and I knew that was exactly where I was meant to be.
Yes.
And it was pretty special. So that was part of that journey, and just wondering why I was going into that.
You needed to.
Yes, I did need to share that.
It's about just doing what feels right for you, isn't, yeah, it? So you're just following that. I need to do this today.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this,
yeah,
today.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if I'm on my own.
Yes, yes. That's it. And that's exactly it. So I got in there. I was obviously crying a lot. a good tears. And had this beautiful person next to me offer some comfort, which was, you know, really special. And then I was just got into his music, and it was in a small chapel setting, so it was very, very mellow.
Yeah.
And I got up to dance. I was the only one dancing. But when music makes me want to move, I move. And at the end, the lady priest came to me, and she thanked me for dancing and saying, in doing so, it allowed other people, if they wanted to, like, yeah, permission to dance as well. You, yeah, know, when you're in a setting, no one's moving, no one's, yeah, dancing, yeah, you, yeah, kind, yeah, of stick, yeah, to that. No one else did dance. And she was saying that she's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
She was saying that she would love to be there. She's like, there's some songs that you just have to dance to.
Yeah.
And she goes, but there's a photo of me and my daughter in this chapel, like, just dancing, and she can see the essence of what it was, but, yeah, that was in their own confinements with no other people around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it really amazed me, especially someone in that position, that there's still parts of them that they hold back. There's still parts that are suppressed, and you know where it comes from. You know?
Absolutely.
And it's a lot to work through. It's massive to let your guards down. I'm up there dancing, and I'll still have that little voice in my head going, "What are you doing? People are looking at you." But then when I just release that straight away, I have the best time. Mm. I move through things I need to move through. I feel the essence of what's been offered by not holding back any parts of myself or what my body wants to do in the particular moments. Yeah, that's pretty special.
I love that.
Yeah.
So do you feel like dancing?
I think as I mentioned casual healing, it would be good to play Nico's song. This one, he's got many magical ones, but this particular one is Up and Down.
Okay.
And it talks about the ups and downs of life.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Up and then it all comes down, up and then it all comes down. Story of life.
It all comes tumbling down. It all comes tumbling down.
I can see why you enjoyed that concert so much. Mm. What an awesome vibe going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And what Nico was doing whilst he was doing those concerts over the Motu was pretty special. And
I love that.
It was a privilege to be able to witness what was happening in the movements that was going on during that.
And that's the best way to connect with people. Eh? Mm. You need to be, and that going back to the festivals, that's why I'm so excited to have joined in that conversation today, because I think you're going to be I'm not going to stalk you, but you never know.
But I'm the first.
At least I admit it. But yeah, that whole energy behind of that conversation we just had has excited my soul so much. My Frank is like, yay, let's go party.
I love that.
Yeah. And to be able to bring Riker along as well, my boy, and you know, that'll connect him with what we used to do before we came back to New Zealand. Yeah. So hopefully that will give him a good few memories to bring over and take over and carry on with.
Yes.
So yes, definitely. I'm very excited about that. And talking about vibes and collectives and tribes and stuff, yes. I think we need to pull a few cards out, eh?
Sounds fantastic.
This is my community service for the day.
That's good. Get it done with?
Yes. So, for those of you who don't know, my name is Keris. My name is on the show, but Keris Hart, and I've, as well as being a massage therapist, body worker, I'm also a bit of a spiritual worker as well. And I've got my own deck of cards, which are called Peace of Mind Intuitive Healing Oracle, or process, a healing process. And my guide is called Frank, and Frank helped me write these. So when I pull some cards out, it's very, very close to the point without being malicious or vindictive, which is not how spiritual workers do. If there's any spiritual worker comes out and starts telling you, you should be doing that, you should be doing that. Yeah, they're not doing it from the right place. Mm. It's only ever advice. But these cards, they seem to remind you of triggers. Okay, then, we'll have those. These cards will remind you of triggers. And a trigger is a memory of something, an energy that something once happened to you, which made you feel a certain way. And then as you go through life, you will notice the energy will just keep coming back and coming back. So if a dog bit you, for example, when you were a little kid, you could be walking down the street and there's a dog barking and you'll instantly feel terror. You don't worry about that dog. That dog's on the leash. But the terror you feel from that dog barking is reminding you of the terror you felt at the time that you were bitten. So when we go through life and these triggers keep popping up, I'm popping up. Sometimes we need to sit and realize I'm not scared of the dog. I was scared of that dog. But it doesn't mean that every dog I see is going to bite me.
Absolutely.
So that's where these cards come from. These cards come from a place where I was bumping into lots of dogs. And I was living with a Rottweiler. And I had to learn how to make peace with my fear of dogs. And yeah, I had to make peace with knowing how to cope with those triggers. And what these cards do is they help other people find their triggers and calmly, peacefully erase those triggers, or not erase them, but prevent those triggers from causing any more harm in the future. And the first card that came out was Wounded Healer. And this is about a time. So if you're listening to this right now and you feel any connection with these cards and you'd like to talk more about it, you're more than welcome to connect with me. and I'll be able to talk to you on a personal level, or do your own reading, your own personal reading for you. But this is for a collective energy that is literally, you know, so thick you can cut it with a knife, this energy at the moment. There's a lot of people having headaches. There's a lot of sickness in the air. There's a lot of just stress and worry about things that are completely beyond our control. And the energy is reminding me of 2020. It's rewound right back. Look, the people's got being scared. Let's give them something else to be scared about, because we need to control. We need to worry. We need to live in that that horrible earth. My throat is even choking.
Yeah.
We have to get out of that energy of being afraid of the dog.
Yeah.
Because we can't carry on if we're constantly worried that a dog is going to be sitting outside our gate every time. So the wounded healer is about going in a bit of a hermit mode sometimes. That's necessary too. Now, staying away from anything or everything that scares you so that you can feel peace and contentment. And maybe you'd need to talk to somebody about it. Maybe it's worth your while phoning a friend. Getting some therapy, doing things that help you understand what the process was, what went on, doesn't have to affect the rest of your life. Next card is new beginnings. And this tells us the seed has already been planted. We're just watching the flowers bloom now. They've already stuck their noses out of the dirt. And the flowers are starting to bloom, and you know winter's just around the corner, but enjoy this for what it is, and let's see what it's going to transform into. Next card is focus. You've got so many things up in the air, because while you're in that hermit mode, you know, you're not going to be bored in that hermit mode. You find yourself lots of jobs to do, or you find yourself lots to think about, or you find yourself thinking about things again which are beyond your control, and stressing and worry because you can't look after everything at the same time. This card is asking you to focus on one thing and complete that process. But try not to juggle everything at once. Set something down for the time being. It's not a forever, it's just for now. The next card that comes off is called Face Off. And this is about putting a mask on sometimes. Sometimes we have to put a mask on. And the mask you use is uniform. This is really clogging my throat up now. So I am literally, I believe I might be talking to myself here. And the communication doesn't want to come out because that's the way the universe works. I'm saying things that I need to pay attention to myself. My communication chakra is blocked. I'm not speaking my truth. Not that I'm not speaking my truth. I'm not speaking my truth to myself.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the truth for myself. I'm so busy looking after everybody else. Because if I think about you and I think about you and I think about the boy and I think about this, I don't have to worry about myself, do I?
100%.
Because I'm keeping myself so busy, I don't have to worry. So this is asking you to take that mask off and see the truth and believe in yourself. And if you need to put it on occasionally to give yourself that bravery to do that job. For example, if I walked up to you today, normal clothing, right? I'm wearing jogging pants and a t-shirt, yeah?
Yeah.
And I said, look, Anthea, I'm a clown. I'm a clown. Do you think I'm funny? Yeah? You'd laugh out of pity, yeah? But you're like, yeah, not really.
Yeah.
But if I turned up with the big red wig and the nose, yeah? You'd laugh at me just because I'm dressed up like a clown.
Yeah.
So that's what this means. Sometimes you have to put that uniform on. Sometimes you have to put the mask on and pretend to be doing that job while you figure out how to do that job without the mask.
Yeah.
And the last card, love yourself first, which seems to be the theme of the show.
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You got anything to add to that one?
That is pretty powerful. I just noticed on the first cards, the wings of the wounded healer matches the phoenix on your top. I'm guessing that's a phoenix.
They are. They certainly are. I just noticed that.
And the flame, and your top also says queen, and it's also got a little, some fairies there too. Yeah, so I noticed that connection, and it's, yeah, coming from that wounded healer is, yeah, when you come into, you know, your lowest of lows, which we mentioned the song of the highs and the lows and the high tides and the low tides, it just brings you as low as you need to go. But then, you know, from the ashes comes the phoenix, and you really rise up to being, you know, without the pain and things that we go through as healers, we wouldn't become a healer. We wouldn't be able to heal. So that's, you know, that's what came in for me with that. And I loved the New Beginnings cards, because on that one there, it's got the waterfall and the trees and the mountain with the snow and the flowers, like all of those, and the little manu, all of those things there just really speak to my soul. And, yeah, I feel it's very relevant for what we're talking about, and with the food, you know, it all comes from those places. And that's truly nourishing. And that's where New Beginnings come from, when you pause and get in nature.
Yeah.
You know, get back to your roots, connect with your ancestry. As much as it's a new beginning, is actually just going back to the remembering and going back to the connection of our ancestors, of our roots. That's what came through for me with that one. And I loved the focus card as being in the circus, and how you talk about the clown. And I love that it's actually juggling toys, because it's like, yeah, that's me too. All the fun things that I want to do at once. And the message that came through for me is that focus, and that focus on, you know, the things you need to do so you can do the things that you want to do. So bringing that focus in so I can actually achieve and call in what it is that I want. And that's all the fun stuff. Yes. yeah, and then the face off, the masks. For me, it's been a massive journey of actually removing all the masks and just allowing myself to be seen. And recognizing also that one of my main masks that I wear is my smile.
Yeah.
My smile is my hugest protection. Yes. And the different smiles that you give in different moments. And it's also recognizing that sometimes it's not okay to put that smile on, to, you know, smile away a situation, and you need to speak your truth. You need to actually, you know, put that mask aside and speak up and say, this isn't okay. I'm not going to smile it off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what came through with me with those beautiful masks.
Very
and
similar on that respect as
Yes, the smile. And yeah. And then the love yourself first. That's the pinnacle of where I am and why I'm here. It was the very first time at a festival when I felt my own love for myself.
Mm.
And I'm sure I mentioned this in the last recording. But the self-love is the only way forward. And the hardest thing is we get told to love yourself. And what does that mean? Like going to have a bath, or telling yourself that you love yourself? Or it's not easy to get there. It really isn't easy. And
not when you've got to unpack so many boxes of things that you've been through and done and had to put away and hide in the wardrobe just so we can smile.
Yes, exactly. And the biggest thing really is just knowing that whatever you're trying to find outside of yourself with love, with people, with friends and families and relationships, those things that you're seeking that you're not getting is what you're not giving yourself.
Absolutely.
When you can look at that, when you can look in the mirror and go, okay, why am I needing this from this person? It's because you aren't giving that to yourself.
Yeah.
So when you can look at that and go, okay, and then find a way to give that to yourself, even if it means compartmentalizing and creating like an alter ego of yourself, and being like, okay, if it was this person, say your child, you would find whatever way you could to love that person the way that needed to, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So compartmentalize, love that part of you like you would love someone outside of yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And try and find a way to to, yeah, because the biggest important thing is loving yourself so that then you can truly love others and you can truly help others.
And think you can't pour from an empty cup.
No, not at all. No. And mine is continuously overflowing. And that's how I can make such massive impacts on people that I meet and
absolutely
people I walk past on the street. And it's not egotistic. It's not in a way where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. It's just purely when you do it enough, you actually recognize the impact that you make. And it's just the truth.
Absolutely.
And it fills your cup up as much as it fills up others around you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Right. Should we pop on another song quickly?
Yes. This one is Budding Trees. And this pretty much explains the journey of ending relationship and coming into the journey with spiritual reality and what that looks like in the different ways.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, four, actually. Okay. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight and a little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city with the wind on our necks. Check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkle into my mouth. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells. Cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, 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 little bit of cinnamon pours as we snoot. All up on my shit in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest through the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You the pillar, steadfast light of bravery. And I the dimly burning candle still shaking. Riddle fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. Let go of blame, that shit will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery. So, tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells. Cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, 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 oh.
touches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly was by and sings and now teaches. Yeah, dragonfly was by and sings and now teaches. Fork on the trail, I watch you head up Mauka. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and bodies talking, yeah. Give me some of that wild fox medicine. But keep me here in this wild present tense. Foley's aborted on new lover's chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps.
Made this song about it. So it was like it went from like dream world to drawing to writing to life to music. Dun, da, da, da.
All right, this time has come to an end, Anthea. Again, I'm no. So I know. But it's been awesome having you, and once again I just gotta thank Access Radio Taranaki or Art FM for giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do, talking to so many amazing people through the last, how long has it been about it? 8 months I've been doing this now. And yeah, what an adventure, eh?
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Journey. And I can't wait. I'm so excited now. I've got so many more things I want to focus on. But for the greatest goal of all concerned is that it's that joyful, it's the pleasure. Let's get out and see a little bit. I'm going to be stalking you at festivals. Oh, did I say that? Oh, too late. And yeah, so if you want to connect with Anthea, what's the best way to get to you?
So the best way would be Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm still old school like that. So yes. Just under my name, Anthea Carr. It's a public page, and also
I will tag you on the post on Facebook anyway.
Yeah. And also Instagram, which is nourishnz222.
Okay.
That's my Instagram. Kind of follows over from Facebook, but I'll try and be more active on that.
Yes.
I just want to introduce my pick me up, which is what I've called it. And that's where I'm putting my energy in. And that is creating like day retreats for people to be able to just unwind and calm their nervous system.
Yeah.
I'll be offering my food, my energy work, my chocolate.
Yeah.
And that's based around just connecting back in with the elements.
I love that.
Yeah, all the elements. So I've got information on my Facebook page about that. So yeah, day retreats, there'll be sensory chocolate, workshops available soon. And then also just some hopefully a little food festival that I'll be organising.
We've already been discussing it. It's already happening in another dimension. We've just got to catch up.
That's it. So yeah, watch this space, Taranaki. You're bringing you something completely different.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yeah, if you would like to connect with me, now I have got a website on lovecaris.com. It's the same spelling as the show is. Love Care is my Facebook, it's my Instagram, it's my TikTok. Admittedly, I haven't been as active as I usually am. I've been doing a little bit of healing and hermiting. Oops, sorry, time to pick my son up from school. But yeah, at the end of the day, I'm back in action now, full throttle. I've got so many things I can't wait to do now. And I'm getting my website updated.
Mm.
It's all gonna be new flashbang wallop in the next, however long it takes. But the best way to connect with me is through Facebook, as usual. And yeah, and I shall speak to you next week, same time, same place.
Exciting. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love you all.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.